Let's bring him in, the man with a plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, well, good morning. And I see you fixed your Skype.
It wasn't Skype. It was once with this new digital sound card we put in, I had to reboot. I had to. We hadn't rebooted Skype or the computer since then. So once I rebooted Skype and the computer, boom, there's the volume.
Oh, okay, good.
See, now
good.
You can hear me crystal clear, right?
Yes, I could. At least you know I wasn't hallucinating.
Me.
That's good. Everything is just fine. And today the weather will be variably cloudy and mild, low 50s, with some scattered showers. That's it. No big deal. Tonight, cloudy in the low 40s. That's mild. For tomorrow, cloudy, some scattered showers, best chance late in the day. And I think we should make the lower 60s.
Tomorrow. Well, that's
Friday.
Good news.
Yeah. But Friday's even milder because what happens on Friday, the front comes through in the morning. So on Friday, we have some rain. I actually think the clouds will even break to a little bit of sun in the afternoon. The wind will pick up. The wind will shift from the southwest to the northwest. And we are expecting highs to be about 65 on Friday. Now behind that front, sunny to partly cloudy in the mid-50s Saturday. And on Easter Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds. And just a chance of a passing shower with high temperatures. I'm thinking our high temperatures for Easter Sunday will be somewhere between 50 and 55. But unfortunately, there will be some showers. I'd give you about a 40% chance of some rain showers on Easter Sunday.
Still, that's not bad.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible at all.
No. So that is a good thing. I am still going to insist that before April 10th, there will be another hit of winter. So I'm not backing off on that, folks. And that's one of the reasons I delayed our spring forecast, because I just wanted to look at some current maps to see if I was on target. So I do have that indicated the first week in April that there could be some wet snow and it's going to get cold. I'm thinking that by the time tax time rolls around, we should be rid of unseasonably cold and wintry weather. So at least another half a month to worry about that.
Well, I've already got flowers blooming under one of my trees.
Yeah, a lot of people said wrote to me and said they had the crocuses coming up.
I don't know what they are. They just know they're flowers and they're colored. I don't know what type of flowers they are.
Right. So that's a good thing.
You know, hell, that always reminds me. I worked at a station once years ago, Pat, WHVW in Hyde Park. It was an AM 950, I was a general manager along with a lot of nice people. It was just a lot of fun to be there. And I was sitting in the office one day, and we had this big plant, right? And these ladies were going to go on the air with the end of the talk show. And they looked at me, and they said to me, "What's the name of that plant?" I looked back to them, and so I said, "That's Tony." And they said, "Well, no, what type of plant is it?" So I said, "I have no idea. You asked me what name of the plant was. It's a green plant is all I know."
That's right. Yeah, I'm not good in plants either, but I do know those little ones that look like tulips, but they're not tulips, in different colors are crocuses.
All right, crocuses.
Yeah.
Or are they just crocus, or is it crocuses?
Croci?
Croci, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have... so anyhow, you know, the weather is pretty status quo, so that's a good thing. And, you know, no big problems over the weekend, at least from what you could tell right now. I have to tell you just a small little story that happened this morning.
All right.
Folks, take a listen to this. I have two computer screens. They're connected to each other. Marshall, you have the same thing, right?
I've got... In front of me, I have 1, 2, 3. I have like five or six screens that are all connected one way or the other.
Well, these two screens are connected to the same computer.
Okay, instead of that, I just have different screens.
Screens, okay. So it's connected to the same computer, so I could fit a lot of data on it, go back and forth.
Yeah.
And I am sitting here. I looked at the time, Marshall. It was 5:20 a.m. And I noticed the screens go dark. Now, I have a screensaver on the computer, so that if you don't press the keys at a certain amount of time, it goes dark. Yeah. You know, and then you just have to hit a key or a mouse, and it comes right back up. And I look back up, and I noticed the cursor flying around the screen. Now, the first thing I thought,
Somebody
signed on, and I'm thinking, well, it could be Mike, or it could be one of my guys from the weekend. But when they sign on, Marshall,
it gives you a little notice.
Well, yes, and you'll see it in the corner, yeah, who's signing on, and the background of the screen, which is now blue, goes to black.
Yeah.
And you still have all your icons, you know, to go on there, but the screen goes to black. That did not happen. And I see this page come up that has all different passwords on it. And when I looked at it, I'm saying to myself, the screen's blue in the background. Doesn't even show me if anybody's on yet, but yet someone is scrolling down the page. So I took my mouse and I shook it, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get a blank page to type and see if it was Mike or someone else. The minute I did that, boom, that screen disappeared, and it was back to present day.
Change your password. Someone has your password to get into your computer. Change the password for that program.
Isn't that interesting?
That's what has to, that had to be it. That had to be it.
But why didn't the background change?
Because they hacked in and they probably didn't even recognize it. But somebody got into your computer. Now, if it's not that program, then they have access to you. Do you have the Windows? Windows allows you to share information with other people to fix it. Do you have that turned on?
I don't know. What would that be called?
I forget, but ask Mike about that. That might be on. I would tell Mike about this because, to me, it sounds like someone's got your password.
Oh, I sent Mike an email at 5:23.
Yeah, to me.
And I told him, I said, this was the strangest thing that I've ever seen. And I know that in Windows, I think this is Windows 7. Windows 7, they have a thing called Event Viewer.
Yeah.
And you can go in there to see, you know, if people have logged in. And I did that, and it didn't show anything. Did not show anything. What
well,
do you think of that?
I think you're going to have to change your password. Something. Now,
yes.
I'm going to forewarn you. We are into a fundraising thing here at the radio station.
Okay, so don't tell me you came into the computer.
No. I had enough trouble getting into my own computer. Getting into somebody else's computers. We are adding a new signal, Pat, within the next
month. Right, you tell me about that.
It'll be licensed to Kent, Connecticut. And we're raising funds. And we have an anonymous donor that said if we can raise $10,000 towards the construction of this, they will match dollar for dollar once we reach $10,000, all the money raised.
Wow.
So in the first 2 days, we've averaged over about $1,100 a day in our GoFundMe for this. Now, when this is all done and complete, and we wanted to be on the air now, but of course all this weather has prevented everything. It looks like now towards the end of April or maybe the beginning of May, it will add a whole new region, Pat. I mean, your forecasters will get harder because it's going to add the Route 7 corridor all the way down to New Milford, Connecticut. And in New York, it will add the Route 22 corridor all the way down to Pawling, New York. So it will add a considerable amount of listenership to the South regions. So when you talk in the wintertime from now on about snow from south to north, you'll have to include everything from Pawling and New Milford to north. Yeah, there you go. I see. So you'll have to adjust that this in the wintertime. In the summertime, there's no problem. You know?
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't have to worry about that until next winter.
Until next winter, that's right.
Thank goodness for that, because I can't worry anymore.
I know. We'll have you add a few more names to the intro of the weather forecast.
Oh, yeah. Before you know it, the intro will be longer than the forecast.
That's right. I know. I know. But we'll just add a few more town names to it and leave it at that. But if people want to donate, Pat, they can go to our website, robinhoodradio.com, and they'll see on the right side of the webpage the GoFundMe logo. They can go to our Facebook page at WHCD Robin Hood Radio, and at the top of that, they'll see the GoFundMe link that they can go and do it that way. And if they don't trust GoFundMe or want to do it through GoFundMe, they can just donate regularly. To go to the donate button on our page and donate that way, or they can come in and make a donation. So,
and if you want, you know, throw a few bucks to me too for having to do extra forecasts.
Well, if we get to the $10,000 and get that extra matching grant, we'll throw a few dinero your way.
Well, anyhow, I mean, aside from that, maybe there's a way that you can consolidate all that at the intro.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out so that we're not, you know, really reciting too much, because anybody who's in a hurry to get a forecast, if they have to listen to the intro, they'll give up.
You know, Pat, you say that. I used to work for two guys that were the meanest guys in the world, Stan Grell and Ira Levy. And they like to call and bother you at all hours. So on my answering machine, I put a 2-minute intro, because I knew they would never make it through it to leave a message. They never did.
They never did.
They used to demand, change that message. It's too long. We don't have the time to wait. Well, that's why it's there.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Well, it's showering out this morning, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. You have a good one, Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano on the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.